everything is an expression of the divine consciousness, one form or another form. Every organ and cell, DNA and so on, has vast intelligence that the human mind could never understand. Even in 1,000 years, we'll still be exploring how the body works. So it's so easy to be connected with an intelligence that is greater than the mind. Simply feel the aliveness of the inner body, and you will soon come to a place of feel there's joy there. The joy of life itself. And it doesn't depend on what's in your life as circumstances, because circumstances come and go. They may be negative at the moment, they may be positive at the moment. They rarely remain the same. If they're positive now, they may be negative next year. There are constant fluctuations out there, but there is a place that is free of that. And people in prison who have written to me are practicing that and living that and finding an intense joy and aliveness despite the dreadful conditions of their external circumstances. So those external circumstances, I call that's your life situation. Good, bad, indifferent, it changes. You lose things, you gain things. Life situations continuously fluctuate. And even the greatest success story eventually will move into old age, loss of beauty or loss of wealth or loss of the ability to move. On the external level, nothing lasts. The Buddha discovered that. Everything is impermanent on the external level. And yet there is a place where you're free of those things. Those things can no longer influence, affect your state of being. So you become free of the world. And it doesn't matter if you're homeless now, you might think, okay, first I need to find a home and then I will practice going within and going deeply into the now, because there's a fear, which is the mind's conditioning. If I go deeply into the now, I will be stuck in this now that I don't like, that I'm in now. That's a very subtle thing, a very subtle resistance. I don't like my life circumstances, the mind says, so I'm not going to go into the now because I don't want to be in the now. I want to get to the future, and once I get to the future, then I'll go into the now. Perhaps the American Express Platinum card will take me into the now. And of course, the miracle is you do it now. No matter what the circumstances of your life are, there's no excuse for not doing it. And the quickest way out of undesirable circumstances, homeless, even prison, penniless, or even physical condition, the quickest way out of that is to enter the present moment and connect with the vast aliveness that is there, just waiting for you to touch it. And then that vast aliveness, you're not just practicing that when you're sitting still in your room. It's not just a meditation practice. It's a way of being, so you begin to dwell in that state of connectedness, and you will notice how suddenly there's more creativity in your life. There are more insights, realizations of what is the right thing to do. You will wake up and suddenly know, oh, this is what I have to do. Because they arise out of that state. Life itself begins to live through you and move through you. The little person struggling to make a living or to be a success or to make it is not really needed anymore, the struggling little me. So life itself begins to move through you. And it does it much better than you could ever do. Of course, ultimately, you are life. By you, I mean the fictitious little me in the head.